This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling CPN-UML's parliamentary party meeting forms 24-member parliamentary board. Meeting also constitutes 3-member task force to amend parliamentary party's statute. Janata Samajwadi Party office bearers meeting fails to force consensus to join new government. And EU's leading states to restart their rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after Europe's medicines regulator conclude it was safe and effective. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the parliamentary party of the ruling CPN-UML has formed a 24-member parliamentary board. Lawmaker of the CPN-UML, Sherbadu Tamang, confirmed the formation of the board, including senior leaders Jalanath Khanal and Madhav Kumar Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli leads the parliamentary board as its leader. He further said the meeting held at Balwatar also constituted a 3-member task force under the coordination of the Chief Whip, Bishal Patroy, aiming to endorse the proposal on statute amendment. The task force includes lawmaker Tamang and National Assembly member Bimala Baudil as its member. The next meeting of the CPN-UML's parliamentary party has been scheduled for the 20th of April. A meeting of the office bearers of the Janata Samajwadi Party has failed to force consensus on which party to support in forming a new government. After the revival of the CPN-UML and CPN-merged centre, the Janata Samajwadi Party has continuously been at work to decide which party it would support to form a new government. Similarly, a meeting of the party's Central Executive Committee called for yesterday had been postponed indefinitely, citing a lack of necessary homework. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has lauded the cordial ties between Nepal and Israel. Addressing a seminar titled 6 Decades of Nepal-Israel Relations, Minister Gyawali said, Nepal believes in resolving problems through dialogues and negotiations regardless of complexity. Saying that Nepal and Israel had signed different agreements related to science, agriculture, education and technology transfer, Minister Gyawali said that Israeli assistance would be pivotal for the modernization of the Nepali agriculture sector. In a virtual address, Nepali ambassador to Israel, Anjan Shaki, expressed that the 6-decade-old bilateral relations between Israel and Nepal would be further consolidated in the days to come. Also addressing the seminar, Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Kodar, said the same ethos seen in the bilateral relationship between Israel and Nepal should echo in the bilateral forums like UN General Assembly, UNGA. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has stated that officials working in the quasi-judicial bodies should understand the principles and function of the law. Speaking at the start of 90-day training on law and justice organized for Joint Secretary and Under-Secretary level civil servants under the ministry yesterday, Minister Thapa shared such training helps to understand the spirit of the peace, security, safeguarding of government property, monitoring of developmental projects among others. Minister Thapa said that the chief district officers had the dual roles in maintaining peace and security on the one hand and on the other hand taking quasi-judicial decisions. The National Women Commission has urged the government to focus the issues of violence against women in the national curriculum dedicating classes for every week. Speaking at a program organized by the Society of Education Journalists, member of National Women Commission, Vidya Sinha said the commission had urged the Ministry for Education, Science and Technology to incorporate the issues related to violence against women in school curriculum, increasing number of dedicated classes. Minister for Forest and Environment Prem Bahadur Ali and the British Minister of State for Business, Energy and Clean Development Annie Mary Trevelyan have discussed the climate adaptation agenda for upcoming UN Climate Convention. During the virtual meeting, the British minister wanted to know what Nepal would like to share in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change to be held in the UK in November 2021. She shared Britain's willingness to collaborate with Nepal in climate change agenda. On the occasion, Minister Ali shared Nepal's preparation to expand the climate change adaptation strategies in all local levels. Minister Ali also thanked the UK government for its willingness to co-organize the Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 107 new coronavirus infection cases and 52 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The Ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,600 infected people, more than 271,600 have recovered from the infection. The Ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The EU's leading states are to restart their rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after Europe's medicines regulator concluded it was safe and effective. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, reviewed the jab after 13 EU states suspended use of the vaccine over fears of link to blood clots. It found that the jab was not associated with a higher risk of clots. Germany, France, Italy and Spain said they would resume using the jab. It is up to individual EU states to decide whether and when to restart vaccinations using the AstraZeneca vaccine. Sweden said it needed a few days to decide. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Thursday called on countries to continue using the vaccine and is due to release the results of its own review into the vaccine's safety on Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hit back after its U.S. counterpart. Joe Biden said in an interview that he considered him to be a killer. Putin challenged Biden on Russian TV to talk to him live on air. Putin rejects accusations that his security services tried to kill opposition politician Alexei Navalny. The U.S. president also told ABC News Putin would pay the price for alleged meddling in the 2020 U.S. election. Russia has called home its ambassador for talks to prevent the irreversible deterioration of ties. The Russian government said Anatoly Antonov had been called back from Washington to Moscow as relations with the U.S. had reached a blind alley. Biden had been commenting on an American intelligence report. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country towards afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. ruling CPN-UML's parliamentary party meeting forms 24-member parliamentary board. The meeting also constitutes three-member task force to amend parliamentary party's statute. Janata Samajwadi Party office bearers meeting failed to force consensus to join new government. And EU's leading states to restart their rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after Europe's medicine regulator concluded it was safe and effective. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.